Walk out with me toward the unknown region, where neither ground is for the feet, nor any path to follow.
We'll be right back. Let's head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Words from the wise encourage you, carries all you're taking on. Words from the wise discourage too many people when things go wrong.
Bent and Les Newman, Gentle Giant, appropriately for us too. Words from the Wise.
Well, 1978 album, I believe.
Giant for a Day. Yeah, Giant for a Day, yes. And we began with Van Halen, Fire in the Hole.
Released in July 1998.
Re-released or released? Really, of course it was released, yes. Yeah. I borrowed that from my son Matt.
98, that's 20 years ago.
Yeah, over 20 years ago, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You're listening to Chris and Les, the font of... Oh, I've said all that already, but...
Well...
giving you words from the wise. I was desperate to play you Todd Rundgren and Onomatopoeia, but as Les can perhaps see, part of the disc surface has disappeared. I've got the album.
No, it still worked.
No, it didn't. I tried. I'm just trying. It didn't. We're still doing a section on Todd Rundgren now. We will get to that track, Onomatopoeia. And you can look it up in the dictionary if you don't know what it means, but the song will be self-explanatory. So let's start with Todd Rundgren production with Jim Steinman. This would have been an album that Meatloaf could quite easily have put out. It's just called Bad for Good. I think the album's called Bad for Good. Jim Steinman with very powerful. Because didn't Todd Rundgren produce Bat Out of Hell? I think he may well have done.
I think he may well have done, yes.
Anyway, on this album, guest musicians include Todd Rundgren on guitar and Kazim Sultan on the bass. And Kazim Sultan's work with Todd in Utopia, who we will also play. But this is a real... you can just imagine, if this had been Meatloaf, you would all know this one. It's called Love and Death and an American Guitar, followed by Start Raving Love.
I remember everything!
I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. I was barely 17, and I once killed a boy with a Fender guitar. I don't remember if it was a Telecaster or a Stratocaster, but I do remember that it had a heart of chrome and a voice like a horny angel. I don't remember if it was a Telecaster or a Stratocaster, but I do remember that it wasn't at all easy. It required the perfect combination of the right power chords and the precise angle from which to strike. The guitar bled for about a week afterward, and the blood was dark and rich like wild berries. The blood of the guitar was Chuck Berry red. The guitar bled for about a week afterward, but it rung out beautifully, and I was able to play notes that I had never even heard before. So I took my guitar and I smashed it against the wall. I smashed it against the floor. I smashed it against the body of a varsity cheerleader. Smashed it against the hood of a car. Smashed it against the 1981 Harley Davidson. The Harley howled in pain. The guitar howled in heat. And I ran up the stairs to my parents' bedroom. Mommy and Daddy were sleeping in the moonlight. Slowly I opened the door, creeping in the shadows right up to the foot of their bed. I raised the guitar high above my head, and just as I was about to bring the guitar crashing down upon the center of the bed, my father woke up screaming, "Stop! Wait a minute! Stop it, boy! What do you think you're doing? That's no way to treat an expensive musical instrument!" And I said, "God damn it, Daddy! You know I love you, but you got a hell of a lot to learn about rock and roll!"
The hell
typically understated there from Jim Steinman, who, had he not fallen out with Meatloaf, that would most probably have been a smash album. Yeah. It's called Bad for Good. I know that I'm going to be like this forever. I'm never going to be what I should. And you think that I'll be bad for just a little while. But yeah. I know I'll be bad for good.
For good.
Jim Steinman, produced by Todd Rundgren. From
amazing.
An album that did you know of this album particularly?
Not at all.
No. It slipped through the cracks of the rock and roll drain.
Isn't it amazing? Black Out of Hell went on to sell millions in the charts for a year, and something just as good.
Yes.
Nobody's heard of.
No. No, it is amazing. And it even came with a 33 and a third EP as well, because they couldn't squeeze all what Jim Steinman had written. Anyway, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now we're going to have Todd Rundgren and Onomatopoeia, which is a word that describes itself. It's a word that describes the noise that it sounds like.
Yes.
Like
I like oink or
buzz.
Something like that nature.
Every time I see ya, my senses tell me hubba, and I just can't disagree. I got a feeling in my heart that I can't describe. It's sort of lub, 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 lub. A sound in my head that I can't describe. It's sort of zoom, zip, hiccup, pick, drip, ding, dong, crunch, crack, bark, meow, whinny, quack. Proximity, rearrange my brain in a strange cacophony. I get a feeling somewhere that I can't describe. It's sort of a sound in my head that I can't describe. It's sort of whack, whir, wheeze, whine, sputter, flat, squirt, scrape, clink, clank, clunk, clatter, crash, bang, beep, buzz, ring, rip, roar, wretch, twang, toot, tingle, thud, pop, plop, plunk, pow, snort, stuck, sniff, smack, screech, splash, swish, squeak, jingle, rattle, squeal, boing, honk, poop, hack, belch. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Todd Rundgren with Onomatopoeia, and now it's something else that Todd produced. He's produced some unknown artists, and this is Jill Sobule. This is her first album, Things Here Are Different, and Todd's also on the guitar. The first track on her first album, Jill Sobule with Living Colour.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com. Information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Phasing and flanging. Don't you love it,
I love it.
That was Todd Rundgren. His first musical vehicle, I think. It was a Vanaz from 69, I guess that was. And before, but it was Utopia, also Todd. First track on the album Adventures in Utopia, The Road to Utopia. And we also heard Onomatopoeia. Okay, for my friend Tim now, I've mentioned Tim once or twice before, that Tim's got a Facebook page, as have. So I know I resisted Facebook until 2018, and I'm glad I went there. You don't need to.
Well, you wouldn't have met me otherwise.
No,
would you?
No. It's the only way to search you out, Les, wasn't it? I'm a bit of a Luddite. I'd have been smashing the spinning Jenny up, and but no, it's been an adventure and an education, and kind of changed my life, realizing what other people have done with their lives who I've not met.
The last 50 years, yeah, no.
And that some of them are no longer with us, so it's quite a enlightening and a sobering thought. Yeah. Anyway, Tim took up one of these challenges from a friend of his, no doubt, to pick his favourite movies. And one of the ones that Tim chose was one that I quite like. I took our children to see it when I got there. I wished I hadn't taken them, because it was a little bit suggestive. You wouldn't think it would have been from the title of the film, Howard the Duck.
Oh!
and the singing here is the band called Cherry Bomb, and the lead singer is Lee Thompson. That's the same Lee Thompson who was in Back to the Future.
Marty McFly's girlfriend.
And his mother. About 30-odd years
ago. Wow.
So this is what Lee Thompson sounds like. This is Howard the Duck, backed by Thomas Dolby, and his band is called Dolby's Cube. Now, have you come across this one before, Les?
No, God,
well,
that. Ah.
Unfortunately, Howard the Duck turned out to be a bit of a turkey when he in the cinema. I guess me sitting there with my children, one of the only people in the audience. Amazing, because it must have had a lot of money spent on it. The musical score was by John Barry. That track there, Lee Thompson was on the vocals. On guitar, Joe Walsh.
Wow, can't believe it.
And then Thomas Dolby, his backing band.
Yeah.
We'll let it run into the next track now. This is called Don't Turn Away, performed by Thomas Dolby with Stevie Wonder, Les.
Don't care. Too proud to show.
Well, that's good.
Stevie Wonder with Thomas Dolby from the Howard the Duck soundtrack. It had everything going for it, except the movie. But I liked it. I thought it was a great film. It's full of monsters and this, the duck. You see, he was on his duck planet and it wasn't really explained, but suddenly he's whisked out of his armchair and he lands on the planet Earth.
Yeah, through via a laser beam, apparently.
By the evil Dark Overlord. And there is a track on the B, on the second side of the album, called Dark Overlord. That's part of the film score. We won't play that today. We will move on to Billy Squire. And a track that I heard the other day on a well-known planetary rock station. I thought, wow, they're picking some good music here. And my DJ, I thought, wow, I don't know if they choose their own music or not, but I thought, wow, he's chosen something great here. But he let himself down when he pronounced the title wrong. It is called The Stroke, and he called it The Stork.
Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, well, then the stroke's the word. Don't take no rhythm, don't take no style. Got a thirst for killing, grab your mile, yeah. Woo! Put your right hand out, give a firm handshake. Talk to me about that one.
Like some strong arm music, Les.
No, Certainly doing some of that today.
Yeah, when we lived in Canada, they played Billy Squire and they said rock and roll has a name, Billy Squire.
Wow. But he also collaborated with Jim Steinman, who you played earlier.
Well, this is what we planned it for, wasn't it?
Yeah, I know. That's an interesting one.
Subconsciously, in our heads, you see, in the great ether and the karma and the yin and the yang and what goes round comes around, we knew why we were playing it, but not consciously.
No, no. So it's amazing how this show comes together. It's used to play... He's done a lot of stuff, actually.
I tell you what, Les, how soon is now?
Wow. Now, there's a name. Not that track. I love that track.
It is that track, but it's not by the Smiths.
Oh.
It's by those Russian temptresses.
Oh.
Tattoo.
So it's not Johnny Marr, then?
Well, who knows? Perhaps you could investigate while we listen to Tattoo. That's T-A-T-U and How Soon Is Now. And this is pretty good.
Particular. You shut your mouth. Criminally vulgar, I am summoner.
secular. Shut your mouth, how can you say I go about things the wrong way? I am human and I need to be loved just like everybody else that was criminally vulgar. I am the summoner of nothing in particular.
You shut your mouth, how can you say I go about things the wrong way? I am human and I need to be loved just like everybody else.
Stand on your own.